This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I will say, toward the end of that song, you guys, I heard some crackling. I'm going to do a clap test right now. Let's see. Take it.
Mm-hmm.
Close.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, great. Good.
Perfect. And I'm not hearing the slapback either, so we're good.
Well, I'm back on the regular Comrex thing now, and the loose. We're gonna have to. Oh my God, Bryn! You know what's gonna be great? We're gonna get to spend another 2 hours on the phone with Tim and Brian.
Well, that was great.
Oh my God,
so
that was so fun. They were really happy, right? They don't have anything else to do, so.
So I don't know. I'm not sure if I understand. So something was wrong with the Lucy then?
No,
the Lucy app.
The app is totally fine. It was the brick that I connect to from here. There's two units that talk to each other. It wasn't configured to do anything except talk to that brick. It couldn't take a phone call. It couldn't take, which is technically what the Lucy thing is.
Got it.
So my thing was configured right. It was just a matter of them having to change something. I don't know.
It sounded like they were to let Lucy in. Yeah, it's automatic
dialogue. To let her in. Yeah.
Bummer.
I know, it's just
they
good
configured
time.
It so Lucy works, except now Lucy has this huge slapback, and so I'm not sure what that setting is, and we'll look into that after.
Yeah, it's gonna. Oh my God, I'm actually really looking forward to spending the day with you again today.
Well, I mean, we do that all the time, but
I know, but you know, usually we're just chatting about stuff, not you know,
troubleshooting.
Troubleshooting things. And plus, oh my God, Tim and Brian will be so happy to be hanging with us again. Oh, this is going to be great. Well, what fun. Okay, so here we are and everything's working. Knockwood. Was there any, you know, listen, I think I just ate up that whole thing with the Johnny Mosley thing in 10-second delay. Is there? How was your day yesterday, Vincent? What happened at your house?
Listen, I had plenty I could have shared with you, but we don't need to. I'm not feeling. I just want our equipment to work and do a show for the people. So I don't.
I'm with you.
Now that it's working,
I'd love to hear what
I had some
your
appointments. I'm still very much worried that the guy who came to fix our. Well, look, first of all, life is much better today than it was last week. We're back in our house, we're mostly moved back into everything. Our neighbors are all returning now. Life's pretty good. And there's definitely people who have been displaced permanently or still haven't gotten home. So it's almost, you almost feel bad saying that you're relieved and that you feel comfortable again because you know people, not everyone is. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we're working on the fridge still. The guy came by, check this out. So the guy comes by. What was that, Tuesday?
Yes.
He looks at our fridge, which, you know, I don't know how you guys deal with different things in life. I've said that sometimes I do better with big things than I do with little things. The grind that my refrigerator, the sound it's making, is driving me absolutely crazy. Everyone else is walking around like it's not happening, but to me, it's the sound of struggle. Like, I just, I hear it, and I'm thinking, I want to help you. I want to turn you off. I want to get you fixed, or I want to leave.
Slow death.
Yeah, I just want to leave. Like, I don't want to hear it. I can't stand it. So the guy came by. He said, I think it's this. And weirdly, he just sort of split. He said, I'm off Wednesdays. I'll order it, and I'll fix it Thursday, and then walked off. And I'm like, all right.
Bye.
then I realized I don't know when this guy's coming, when or if this guy's actually going to come back. So I've left a message now with them yesterday, sort of while with my fridge in the background crying for help. And
struggling.
We're both like, you know, oh, God. Anyway, so I'm waiting to see. I haven't heard. I don't know when he'll be coming or if he is coming. But that is our current sort of thing.
Oh, boy.
For today. Yesterday, though, you know, I've told you this. This guy who's done work at my house before, Kirk Adney.
Yeah.
He did my other little apartment and he's done some stuff. He's going to fix our doors because now we're going to replace the doors and the hardware for security reasons. So we've had an appointment. He looked at everything. He's like, no problem. We got this. We're going to. So that's the thing that we're doing next.
Well, that's a relief, you know.
Doors
sort of.
And locks. Well, yeah. You got to have security. I mean, you just do. It's just you have to feel like.
Are you just like nailing your doors shut at night currently?
I mean, we did pay that locksmith when we were on evacuation orders. Real quick, the guy sort of fashioned stuff to our doors, and it's workable. It's they're locked. There's no doubt we have security. They look like absolute hell. There's, you know, he had to drill a hole right in the middle of the door. Like you can see throughout into my house. Like it's really,
no way.
It's like a little child level peephole.
Exactly right. Ding, 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 ding. I owe you five. Wonderful. Actually, you owed me $5. So now
we're
don't owe me $5.
Great.
We're clean.
Peephole. Who can even keep count? The peephole.
Anyway, but ultimately we're cool. We are shopping for our food for each meal because the fridge is not keeping things cold.
Oh boy.
But we're cool. Everything's good. So we're getting stuff done and we've got a 3-day weekend coming. Oh, 4-day weekend coming up.
Yep,
I'm looking to really getting the reset that we all need over Labor Day weekend. So
yes. Well, my fingers are crossed that your guy shows up. The motor was the problem. Boom, boom, boom. Next thing you know, the fridge is silent and keeping everything cold.
I have this vision of him going, it wasn't the motor. I'll be back. And then leaving until next week. That's what I see him doing. Labor Day weekend. I'll see you Wednesday. Bye. Yeah. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't have it. And some people wrote in, Vin, just buy a new fridge. Go try and buy one.
Yeah.
Try it.
Did you say you're still a month out from a fridge you ordered 2 months ago for your garage?
Yeah, you can't get stuff. It's all stuff. It's not like yes, you can get little things and typical grocery items, but most stuff, the supply chains are just weird right now.
Yeah. Well, so. I'm sorry that no progress was made and hopeful for today's report.
You know what? I should also add, I watched playoff basketball and Big Brother and had a wonderful night with, you know, my crazy kids. And I thought Big Brother was a good episode.
It was a good episode.
It's all good.
Yeah. Big Brother, we're not going to spend all kinds of time talking about it, but it was, when there's a powerful alliance in place, you can see who's going to go home. It tends to be boring. I thought they did a pretty good job with yesterday's episode, like who was going to get put up as the replacement nominee. I will say this, Meow Meow, who thinks he's the best player of all time and has waited 10 years for this moment. That guy is a puss. That's why he's the Meow Meow. Like he is, dude, really? Like he's, you know, I just think he's a huge wimp. Like he talks a big game and he's the sneakiest player ever. And then he just puts up his friend because he's like scared to put anybody else up. He doesn't want to make a shot.
Well, I actually understood that because he has a target and he doesn't want to anger another big, you know, so-called big player. They're supposedly all big players. So
yeah,
I don't know that you're going to anger, you know, one is better than the other. The kid, I don't know how to, is it Ian?
Yeah, Ian.
The kid who rocks when he's sitting there.
Yes.
Okay.
Very smart. He self-declared on the spectrum.
Right.
You know, he's, but that is actually, I mean, that would be, that's a lot to be around. That guy is constantly, you know, doing the rocking thing. And people, and but also acting completely normal, except for that.
Right. Well, you guys have seen me do that with my leg, and you've also seen people who come into a room and grab my leg like, you're driving me crazy. So that's, I understand that whole, this is energy leaving my body and it has to come out somewhere. So I get that part, but I don't know. So here's one of the weird things I was thinking about with not only this game, but most of them. It seems like you have to align yourself almost immediately when you get into any of these games. And you really do have to make your choices based on the looks of somebody and a feel or an instinct, because you haven't had time to get to know people.
Right. But the other thing is, it's like what Kaser is doing, walking around the house, like sad sacking it the whole time. I'm going to go, these guys don't know what's going to hit them. I'm going to blow this house up. No, you're not. What you're going to do is sad sack around the house. And the move is to try to connect with people. I believe that. I think if someone genuinely likes you, it's harder for them to vote you out. Like if I was in that house, I'd be asking, you know, ask questions about their life, and people love to talk about themselves. You know, what's your favorite ice cream? You know, tell me about your parents. What was it like for you as a kid? Whatever. You get them talking and you start to form a connection with them. And you have to constantly be looking around for the people who you can gather to you. Like right now, there's a solid alliance. And then there's this other side alliance that was weirdly kind of outed last night. That was sort of weird. But there's all these floaters, like gather those goddamn people up. Like,
yeah,
there's actually more of them than there are of the rest of you.
It seems like that alliance was formed so quickly that you just either were in or you were out. And that's unfortunate. Like the game moved too fast. It's already, these people are already locked in with each other. And that Ian kid seems to be a good player, seems really smart. And yet he has no numbers on his side right now.
Zero. He's aligned with no one. Nicole. But even Nicole's not going to be able to help him because they had both actually won the game. So anyway, Big Brother happened. Now we'll talk about other stuff. The Rock is in the news today.
I saw this.
Did you watch this? I mean, it's really long. So
I didn't watch anything.
An 11-minute IGTV thing. And I just sort of had it playing in the background because I couldn't sit there and watch the whole thing. I had stuff to do. 11 minutes is just too long. But basically, the joke going around the internet is COVID-19 just made a big mistake. It tried to lay the smackdown on The Rock and his family. Hilarious. So Dwayne Johnson just revealed that he, his wife, and their two daughters, who are 4 and 2, got the virus. I can't hear that, Brittany.
Oh, I don't hear anything.
One more time.
Either.
Yep. Here we go.
Again.
They had the virus.
As well as my two baby girls and myself, we have all tested positive for COVID-19. And I can tell you that this has been one of the most challenging and difficult things we have ever had to endure as a family. Testing positive for COVID-19 is much different than overcoming nasty injuries or being evicted, or even being broke, which I have been more than a few times. But I am happy to tell you guys that we as a family are good. We are on the other end of it, and we are no longer contagious, and we are, thank God, we are healthy.
So his kids got a pretty light case of it. He said that they had some coughing, but his wife and he were hit pretty hard. It looked like it was like a 2.5-3 week thing. He had gone on there actually when saying it was much different than overcoming nasty injuries, being evicted, or even being broke, because I felt like my job as the protector of the family, I had failed at that. In the video, he says he got it by hanging out with close, trusted friends. They had opened up their circle and saw some people that they knew and loved and who they thought were fine. And those people do not even know where they got it from.
We were on lockdown since March with all of you guys too as well. We have been disciplined. We have quarantined. We have isolated. Feel like we've done a pretty good job of protecting our family. But like a lot of you guys out there, having your friends over, having your family members over, your loved ones, of course you want that because you want that connection and you want to be with the people who you love and who you care about and who you have a good time with. Now apply an even greater discipline. So now what we're going to do, and believe me, I was disciplined, strict, and stringent before, but now this household, there's going to be new rules that I'm implementing. If you guys are having family and friends over to your house, you know them, you trust them, they've been quarantining just like you guys, you still never know. You never know. So take an even aggressive measure, have them tested, get everybody tested before they come over, have them tested the day before. If they test positive, you stay away. If you don't, then you come over.
What's telling about that is you haven't tested the day before. Really? So The Rock has access to rapid tests that he can get whenever
he
wants.
He
and everybody else is waiting 14 days to get their damn results.
Well, you also have to, I mean, I don't know, maybe it's changed, but I had to call my doc and basically explain to my doc why I needed to be tested.
Yes. Yep.
And she was cool and she said, okay, we'll set that up for you. But she was listening to my story and making sure that I had a damn good reason for needing to jump in
for
that line.
For spending a test. It seems for some people, and you know, I can see why they're doing it for the sports bubbles. Those guys are getting tested every other day. They're clearly rapid tests or someone is doing the work right there. And that's necessary. I get that. But this guy does seem to not know what it actually takes to get a COVID test.
Right. He also mentions that he has the best virologist that he was speaking to about advice.
Right, because of course he was. He's The Rock. I mean, look, he's living in The Rock's world.
Right. My point is, if I had said to my doctor, well, I really want to go see my friends, she would have said, absolutely not.
No,
so that's not going to happen for at least whatever that was. Was that 2 months ago now that I went and got tested? I don't know how... Time is just, yeah, I have no idea.
Everybody's I don't even know it was that long ago. I truly don't. That feels like yesterday and a year ago.
Right. Well, whatever. I just know that I wouldn't have gotten tested had I said that at that time.
Right. You need to have some symptoms and have a reason for spending one of these tests. That
you come back 2 weeks later and say, I want to see my friends again. Can I get another test?
Yeah.
Yeah, can I get another test? We're going to go hang out this weekend. You got that 20-minute quickie test? Yeah, let me get one of those.
Sorry, Dwayne.
I know. Anyway, it sounds like, you know, he went on to talk about what they went through, and it sounds horrid. You don't want it. Let's put it that way. So, because it is easy to say, well, you say you've been quarantining, and I say I've been quarantining, and no one seems to be sick.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm with him on one thing, and I think most parents are feeling this. I could get sick and be fine hiding in a room I'd be sick. I hate being sick. But my point is just laying there and getting through something is a possibility. Being sick and caring for kids who seem to not, especially when you're weak, they seem to need more stuff, not less. So you might go, hey, listen, dad's not feeling well. I need you to step up. Nah, they're going to need more stuff, not less. Yeah. That somehow they sense weakness and decide, I'm hurt, help. So
I'm going to give it to this guy. I'm getting it.
Just feel like that's where I've repeatedly said this, like as hard as some things over the last few months have been, we're still not sick and knocking on wood, he said. And that's the thing that, you know, that'll make everything a lot worse. So right. I'm hoping we can avoid that.
Well, and imagine that. Imagine if you and your wife were, you know, listen, I watched a couple recently that I know well who have grown-up kids go through this, and they were flat out. There was no leaving the house. They couldn't eat. It was horrible. And if they had had a 7-year-old and a 2-year-old running around, someone still needs to take care of those kids.
Right.
And the kids are getting they're fine. They have a little cough. No big deal. They're the same level of activity. They still want all the same stuff. And there's you suffering from coronavirus, having to take care. You just don't want it.
Right.
You know?
And that's why I've been careful, why we've been so careful, and we haven't opened up our circle other than to my mom and her mom. But really, it's like, I don't want to spend 2 weeks the sickest I've ever been and caring for my kids. Just don't.
Mm-mm. That would be the opposite of good.
Right.
On a related note, just quickly, Hall of Fame New York Mets pitcher Tom Seaver died Monday, and they're saying that the coronavirus was a contributing factor. He also had Lewy body dementia, like Robin Williams. He was 75 years old. And so rest in peace, Tom Seaver. They're not specifically saying here, he had a lot of problems, including the Lewy body dementia, but they called coronavirus a contributing factor. It's still kind of hard to believe that Chadwick Boseman was able to keep his cancer diagnosis a secret for 4 years, but he worked really hard at it. There's some stuff coming out now outside of his family. So his immediate family knew, his close people. He only told a handful of people about it. His agent knew, his trainer knew, a producing partner knew, and Brian Helgeland knew. He's the guy who wrote 42, the Jackie Robinson movie that he starred in.
Mm-hmm.
And those people all kept it to themselves, that it didn't get out. So he has clearly had a very close, trusted circle, and those were the only people apparently who knew. Chadwick's agent said one of the reasons he kept it quiet was because of his mother. Chadwick's mom always said, don't have people fuss over you. And that's, you know, you just want to, if you want to focus on the work. And it's like Alex Trebek, like that guy just wants to work. And of course, we all know his diagnosis, but clearly that's a thing that keeps him motivated. And I'm sure that if you don't have some kind of motivation, it can be even harder to overcome something like this.
Yeah.
There's a source that was saying Chadwick was convinced right up until about a week before his death that he's going to beat this. And then suddenly, about a week before, things took a turn. So that means everyone at Disney and Marvel was as caught off guard by his death as we were. Nobody's talking or thinking about whether there should or could even be a Black Panther 2. There's actually, I saw a petition or something like that, some kind of uprising about there should never be another Black Panther movie. You know, they should never recast that role. So I don't know what the future will hold for that. Studios and money might have something to say about it.
Oh, they're going to recast that role. Uh-huh. What I would say is that, and I don't remember, I liked the movie and I watched it and I may have even seen it more than once, but I don't remember what happens to the villain, but they should recast that with him. He should be the Panther.
That's the petition I've been seeing, actually.
What is his name?
Michael B. Jordan's
character. That guy.
Yeah, I love him.
I forgot.
That's the guy.
I forgot the character's name, but that's what I've been seeing around is...
Killmonger?
Don't recast Black Panther like with a new actor. Have Michael B. Jordan's character, because he died in the movie, be like reincarnated and like learn from his mistakes and then become the Black Panther.
And was
he? Hope this is
was Michael B. Jordan's character King T'Challa's brother's son?
I thought.
Remember the guy was set in Oakland at the beginning,
yeah,
and the guy
family
was
only relation mm-hmm. between. Yeah, Black
I think
Panther
he's his nephew. I think he's Black Panther's nephew mm-hmm. or something. I can't remember.
Something like that. He's definitely related. Yeah.
Yeah, I actually think that would be great. I certainly love to see Michael B. Jordan anytime I can.
Yes, we're aware.
That young man is hot. And finally, I'll leave you with this. Bond is back, baby. There is a new trailer for the long-awaited No Time to Die. I think this is the second trailer. And me and Bryn, I started watching. Oh, God. It's amazing. It's just stunt after stunt after catchphrase after catchphrase. I mean, it's
action-packed.
Just like you want.
Weirdly, it's weird that you're saying this because...
James, fate draws us back together. Now
cars, girls, creepy masks, guns, guys ziplining down buildings, or rappelling, and Rami Malek,
that's
the bad
sick.
Guy.
I went for a run yesterday on the treadmill for the first time in a month, and for like 20 minutes, nothing major, but I got on there, put on Netflix, and the movie that was like in the top five on Netflix is James Bond Quantum of Solace.
Oh.
So it must have just been made available on Netflix, I guess, but I watched it. I started watching it, and I'll continue it today.
Oh, that's so you like break a movie up into sections and watch it while you're running?
Yeah.
That's actually kind of cool because it gives you something to look forward to in in the murder of running. Right. Anyway, the trailer.
He's so
looks...
good. I really think he's great. I can't wait.
Yeah. It's by the way, he's now in a car that the headlights break out when the guns push through them, and they're some kind of automatic weapon, and he whips the car in a circle. This is wow. Look
at this. It's
called
a donut. Whipping donuts.
Whipping donuts and shooting out the front of his car the whole time. It's fantastic. We put the trailer up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, so it's easy to find. No time to die, guys. Yeah. Just the trailer is amazing. That plane is about to go underwater, and I don't know how they do that. Okay. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Gadgets that may not be worth buying. Camping is ruined forever. And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.